This gospel about the demoniacs in the Gadarene territory who were so violent that nobody could pass by the way. Jesus drives out the demons and sends them into the pigs. And they all run down rushing into the water. And the people come and they beg Jesus to leave their district. What a horrible, terrifying thing to beg our Lord to leave them. You know, on the last day, if when we come before our Lord, if we're not, if he doesn't know us, as he says, he will cast us out of his sight into hell, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. He will cast them away, cast us away from him, if we do not live with him. So with our Lord, these people are telling our Lord to get out of their life. They reject Jesus, and for their worldly gain, the material gain of the pigs and whatever else they were thinking that our Lord might take away from them or whatever. So they reject Jesus. They come and they meet Jesus and they beg him to leave. I mean, you meet Jesus, you see him and his character and his holiness, how can you be turned away? And yet they beg him to leave. So, you know, we see what state they must have been. So caught up in the pleasures of this world, they couldn't see the goodness of our Lord. They couldn't see goodness itself, and they chose sin and pleasures of this world. And so that's what they got. That's what our Lord left them in. He did not force himself upon them. So what do? We do the opposite. We choose Jesus. We accept our Lord. We don't reject him in any way. We accept everything about our Lord, all his teachings, and we welcome him into our life, and we go to meet our Lord. We pray to him. We think of him. We love him. We give our lives for Jesus so that on the last day he will say, I know you. Come into my kingdom, the joys of my Father. We want to accept our Lord and the difficulties of life and the crosses that he offers us too, knowing that these things are for our benefit, for our greater glory in the next life, that help us to overcome our selfishness, which is what rejection of Jesus leads us to a selfish life, selfish pleasures, and I reject our Lord. Instead, we accept our Lord and everything that he teaches us, all the examples that he's taught us. We come to him at the table of our Lord and accept our Lord in the Eucharist and all that he asks for us, all he asks for us in our life, and we offer him our love and obedience and our entire life.